Today, I'm pleased to announce that some of the most forward-looking foundations in America are looking to invest at least $200 million over the next 5 years, on top of the $150 million that they've already invested, to test which strategies are working for our kids and expand them in cities across the country. And I know you can meet the challenge, many of you already are, if you make the effort. It may be hard, but you will have to reject the cynicism that says the circumstances of your birth or society's lingering injustices necessarily define you and your future. 50 years after Dr. King talked about his dream for America's children, the stubborn fact is that the life chances of the average black or brown child in this country lags behind by almost every measure, and is worse for boys and young men. I didn't have a dad in the house. And I was angry about it, even though I didn't necessarily realize it at the time. I made bad choices. I got high without always thinking about the harm that it could do. I didn't always take school as seriously as I should have. I made excuses. Sometimes I sold myself short. And I remember when I was saying this, Christian, you may remember this, after I was finished, the guy sitting next to me said, are you talking about you? I said, yeah.